Hello and welcome back to Uncovering Family History, a weekly podcast sharing the stories discovered through family history research, the highs, the lows, the exciting, and even the mundane. Not only are we sharing stories, but also research tips picked up along the way that could help you with your research going forward. This week, however, we're going sans story because I want to talk about recording oral family history, which is one of my favorite parts of recording my family tree. There are so many stories you can learn about that just don't make the official records. And sure, some of these stories can be family myths, but they're interesting to learn about nonetheless. And some stories can lead you to discovering a wealth of resources and documents that you didn't know you needed to be searching. So, if you've ever wanted to start recording your oral family history but never really known where to get started, this is the episode for you. And spoiler alert, you don't need to be overly tech or computer savvy, and you certainly don't need expensive or fancy equipment. So, why record oral history in the first place? As informative as the official document and newspaper records are, there are always so many more stories to uncover that can only be discovered through sitting down and chatting with family members. Whether it be sitting down with parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents and hearing about their own upbringing and early life, or hearing about the memories that other family members have of those no longer with us, it's an extremely valuable aspect of your family history research. And for those of us lucky to still have our parents, grandparents, or even great-grandparents with us, it also provides us with the sentimental chance to record their voice to be able to play back in the years to come when they're no longer around. We can not only cherish the stories that they tell us, but also hear them tell it in their own words and voice. So, let's get technical. As I said in the intro, you don't need to be overly tech or computer savvy or going out to spend hundreds of dollars on fancy equipment. You can 100% go into recording oral history armed with just your phone, tablet, or laptop. All of these devices come with pre-installed audio software, a built-in microphone, and recording capabilities. And if you want to play around with different software, there are plenty of free programs and apps to download to see what suits best. And most paid-for programs offer free trials, so you won't have to fork out any money unless you really want to and are sure that that's what you want to do. By all means, you can go and deck your kit out with an external microphone and fancy recording software to get that studio quality recording. But at the end of the day, you've probably already got everything you need in the palm of your hand, on your desk, or in your office. Your equipment just needs to be able to record audio that you can easily listen back to and transcribe. We aren't recording a Grammy-worthy album here. In last week's episode, I mentioned two apps that I've utilized for oral history in the form of FamilySearch Memories and Apple's own Voice Memos. However, there are plenty of similar apps available on the App Store, so play around if need be. In terms of computer software, I use Movavay Video Suite, which has an audio component that I'm currently using for this podcast, but it's also a program that you will have to pay for. Most computers come with basic audio recording software, but a great free option is Audacity. Again, play around and do some research to make sure you're getting a program that will work best for you and your budget. Before you hit record, you've got to prep some questions. Of course, the questions you ask will really be up to you and will depend on who you're talking to, what information and stories you already know, and what you want to find out. It's good to start with basic questions and then move into the more specific, using what information the person is sharing to also guide you on what to ask. Try not to make the recording sessions seem like a formal interview. Keep things relaxed and let the conversation take a natural flow. Some question examples include, what do you remember about your parents, grandparents? What did your parents do for a living? What was your childhood like? What was your relationship like with your siblings or cousins? Where did you grow up? Describe your houses. What was it like growing up in this location or during this event? What was school like? Did you go on any memorable holidays? How did you meet your spouse? Describe the birth of your children. What was your first job? Tell me about your career. If you're stuck for questions, a simple Google search will give you tons to give you inspiration. But remember, some of the best questions are those that pop into your head during a recording session as you are learning about these stories. Try not to be restricted by an interview and question format that you want to repeat for everyone you have a recording session with. It's a great idea in theory, but you risk not hearing and learning about really interesting stories because your questions don't prompt that certain anecdote to be told. Go in armed with a basic list of questions and topics you want to cover, but be open to asking questions that naturally come up in conversation as your family member tells their stories. As much as your questions control and guide the session, let your interviewee and their stories guide the questions you ask. So you've got your equipment ready to go and a list of questions. Now it's time to actually sit down and press record. There are a number of different ways you can go about actually recording the stories of your family members, and it will really depend on how you want to go about recording and who you're interviewing. You may end up doing a mixture of methods because it just works best for you. There's no one true method, so just because you see someone else do it a different way doesn't mean your method is right or wrong. The most common method is having a dedicated one-on-one chat with a family member, where the goal is to record an interview with them, asking a variety of predetermined questions and any that pop into your head during the conversation. This method can feel very formal, but it's great for getting straight to the questions you want answered. Of course, it doesn't have to be just one-on-one, as you can make the session about a couple or a family group, depending on what works best for you and the people involved. You may prefer, though, something a little bit more informal, and sometimes informal allows people to open up more and not feel put on the spot or intimidated by being recorded and interviewed in a dedicated session. If you're just having a casual chat with family members and the conversation turns to memories and family history, consider just hitting record on your phone and seeing where the conversation goes. Obviously, you do kind of have to be in a position where your family is going to be okay with being recorded in general, even without you popping in and saying, "Hey guys, I'm recording this." Although you can obviously just raise your hand and be like, "Guys, I'm going to record this. Are you okay with it?" For me, I prefer the informal setting. I am super fortunate to have family reunions with different branches of my family, and our conversations seem to just naturally turn to talking about memories and family history. I love my family for that. So armed with my phone, I hit record and set my phone down for however long the conversation goes for. I've literally got recordings anywhere from 5 minutes to over an hour, which is a scary transcription thought, let me tell you that. Because my family know I'm the family historian, they're totally fine with me recording without announcing that I'm recording. However, there is usually a mention halfway through a conversation, someone will say, "We should be writing all this down." And I just pop in saying, "Yeah, I've been recording for the past 2 hours. Please keep talking." Experiment with what works best for you and your family. You may want to have more control over the conversation in a dedicated one-on-one recording session, or you may prefer the relaxed nature of a group conversation that could really go anywhere. As I said, you may end up doing a combination of both. Find a balance that works not only for yourself, but also for the people you are conducting these sessions with. Some people will prefer the structure of a dedicated interview session, while others will feel more comfortable when they are in a casual group session. Recording the audio is honestly the easiest part. Now it's time to transcribe everything. This is going to be the most time-consuming part of the whole process, but it's also the most rewarding and allows you to actually share these stories with your family. Sure, sharing the audio is great, but reading the transcript is a lot more accessible and easier to follow, particularly if you're having conversations with lots of people and the recordings can go on for hours at a time. You've got to condense it into that transcript. How you choose to format your transcript is really up to you. How are you choosing to display your history? Do you already have an aesthetic or format for your digital and or physical collection? And what is going to be the easiest format to transcribe to, access later and share? Again, this is something you will have to play around with to see what works best for you. And again, just because you see someone use a different format doesn't mean the way you're doing it is wrong. If it works for you, keep doing what you're doing. The template that I use allows me to give the transcript a title, describing at a glance what is being talked about. a date for when it was recorded, a list of who is involved in the conversation, and a location for the recording. Then the bulk of the template is transcribing the course of the conversation, which for me is usually only a small segment of the whole recording, covering just a single topic or single person or something like that, rather than the whole conversation. As I said, I have recordings that are well over an hour long that is going to be a long transcript that also has lots of different tangents and stories within it. So I really enjoy being able to condense everything to just talking about a particular event, a particular moment, a particular person kind of thing. The template is actually included in my genealogy document bundle if you're interested in checking it out. Be prepared, though, to listen to audio recordings over and over and over and over and over and over again. Even if you are a relatively quick touch typer like myself, unless the interviewee is talking really slowly, you're going to be listening to 10 to 30 seconds of conversation at a time, going back over what you've just listened to ensure you've got everything transcribed correctly. Again, this is why I said it's the most time-consuming part, but do stick with it. You may be tempted to just summarize what was discussed because it can be so time-consuming, which is fine and can totally work for you, but I find it so much better to transcribe word for word, getting the true flow of the conversation, the speaking style of the storyteller, and how the story was told. Sometimes summarizing can remove the context surrounding the story, and you may leave out a tiny detail that you might not think is overly important, but can actually change how the story is interpreted and understood by those reading and learning about the story after the fact. If you want to summarize, consider summarizing on top of transcribing so you have access to both versions of a story. What happens when you can't get an interview? There is every chance that there will be someone in your family who just doesn't want to be interviewed, recorded, or talk about the past. And that's totally fine. From a family historian aspect, it can suck, but if they don't want to talk about it, you can't make them. However, don't just give up outright. See if there is a topic that they're fine with talking about. Maybe they don't want to delve into their childhood, but are more than happy to talk about their career and children. If you can set those parameters, they may be more comfortable talking about the areas of their life they're happy opening up about. Maybe they're going to feel more comfortable in a group setting rather than being one-on-one with you. See if you can find a way that might work. However, they don't want to talk at all, even if you've tried to accommodate the reasons why they might not want to talk. Don't push it. There's clearly a reason they don't want to open up. So don't make them feel bad for not wanting to be involved, and don't show them how disappointed you are that you can't delve into their story and discover more about their past and your family tree and stuff like that. Boom, just like that, you've started recording a whole new area of your family history that you wouldn't have otherwise. Yes, it's time consuming, but it's honestly one of the most rewarding aspects of your research. These are the stories you'll be able to share with the rest of your family and pass down through future generations. And don't forget to record your own oral history, interview yourself, or get someone else to be the interviewer. There are so many amazing stories that I've heard through recording oral history, like hearing about how my great-grandfather was terrified of frilled neck lizards, or learning about the epileptic cat that my great-aunt owned, or that one time my extended family stayed on a houseboat on the Hawkesbury and nearly lost half the washing off the clothesline and I think crashed into another boat. I'm not even sure of that whole full story yet, but it's an interesting one. These are the stories and audios that I will cherish for years to come, so make sure you get in and interview family members before it's too late. And if you're interested in getting involved with the podcast, having a chat with me and sharing a story or two from your own ancestry, maybe it's something that you heard through recording oral family history, then be sure to fill out the form linked in the episode and show notes. I cannot wait to hear what interesting stories you've been able to uncover in your research. Make sure you subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and follow me on social media to stay in the loop about new episodes and ways to get involved. And until next week, happy researching.